Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Pastor Chiwanda, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and how are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Pastor?
I'm quite well as well.
Yeah. Great to have you on board. And I hope that your day's been good.
It's been quite good.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Now, we are going to be continuing with the topic that we started yesterday. And in today's conversation, we want to understand, what exactly is the point of sexual purity in a world that's so open with casual sex? Are we upholding a standard that is no longer necessary or beneficial into our society? So, Pastor, what are some of the physical, emotional, and social, perhaps spiritual benefit as well, and pitfalls of our choices relating to sexual behavior?
If you can allow me to give an introduction today,
right,
to the situation which our theme has described as highly hypersexualized. Culture or hypersexualized this situation. We are looking at purity in a highly charged environment,
yeah,
where the culture has been distorted somehow. We are talking of erotica, the books, the literature, the films, the pictures that produce sexual pleasure and sexual desire through looking at things, just by instant messages on the internet. We are talking about the pornification and the pornographication of the society. And we are now talking about pornosphere, like the whole world is excited about this particular sexual incitement. There is hypersexual behavior, which is also being looked at as some sort of a disease. The society is in a discourse that is a cacophony, a confusion. There is a lot of confusion on the issue because there is obsessive compulsive kind of cyber sex addiction or sexual addiction or compulsivity, sexual dependency and impulsivity, out of control sexual behavior, such kind of things. So we are talking about purity in a place where our physical, emotional and spiritual health is affected. And if we are not pure, we are going to be destroyed. It's a disaster.
It's actually it's a disaster waiting to happen if we are not careful. Now, people who have engaged in sexual activity before marriage seem to be just fine. So is there really a downside to exploring one's sexuality before marriage, Pastor?
I will touch that, but I wanted to give the physical benefits.
Right.
Of sexual purity.
Okay.
It's the health benefits. Health
okay.
benefits.
All right.
High blood pressure will be managed. Some diabetes, like diabetes type 1, type 2, they can be managed because of proper diet and so on. So this sexual purity has a lot of health benefits. And also on the part of emotional benefits, the mind will be healthy with healthy attitudes, a peaceful mind where you are able to control yourself. And also you'll be having a holy temperament. Have you heard about that?
holy temperament.
Yes, that's what I'm bringing here now. Holy temperament. Do you know where I derived it from?
Yeah.
From Philippians 4, verse 4, it says, be happy always in the Lord.
Yeah.
So you have that whole temperament where you are just rejoicing all the time. Your Jesus is your celebration. Your mind is linked up with God and such that the fruit of the Spirit, like joy, holiness, self-control, they are just blooming in your life, and your sexual life with your spouse, your married spouse. It's a holy heavenly game where you rejoice all the time with the thanksgiving to God. So I'm saying that this is a very big health benefit.
Okay.
Emotionally, spiritually, and so. So if you talk about those who have had a sexual activity before marriage, it's not fine. It's not fine.
Hang on, Pastor. Before you get to that, you're saying it's not fine. But before you get to that, what is it? Did you say that not engaging in sexual activity is not a health benefit?
Did I say what? Not what?
Not engaging in sexual activity. You're saying it's not. It does not give you health benefits.
No, I said that the sexual purity is not about not engaging.
I see.
Sexual purity is not being immoral. Sexual purity is doing it according to the will of God.
I get you.
That's sexual purity. You know, I call it a holy heavenly game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that it is in heaven, but it was given to us by heaven. It's heaven which said, this is how I am making your body as a man. This is how I am making your body as a female. And what I want you to do is to do this. You do this sexual intercourse in marriage. And that is a holy heavenly game to enjoy.
All right. So then you were getting into our question, and I must just remind you that those who have engaged in sexual activity before marriage, they're just fine. They're seemingly, they've turned out fine. There's not been any problem. So is there really a downside to exploring one's sexuality before marriage?
I was coming to that, yes.
Yeah.
In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 18, we are told, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins take place outside the body. But this sexual sin is against your own body. It's against your own person. It's against your own personality. It devastates you. It interferes with your other relationships at the later time. Because in verses 13 to 20, of this particular text, it says that if you engage in sexual intercourse with anyone, you are one body with that person. So if you were doing that with several, you see you have been one body with those people. So every time you have that intercourse with anybody else, you have one body with that person, and that dents your life, that dents your life, that leaves a mark on your life, a dirty mark for that matter, a dirty mark, a mark that is fixed in your life, in your very spirit, in your very heart, in your very mind, and in your very body. It becomes a part of you, so that if you don't repent that sin and confess it before God, and ask God to transform your mind from what you have been doing, then you carry that into into your next relationship. Although you may appear to be okay, a religious person, we're married, but there is something happening in your mind every time you remember what you did. And even when you are sleeping with your wife, you are also sometimes transferring your mind to that one. And yet your wife thinks, or your husband thinks, you are together with her here, yet you are with that one who was in your mind. So that kind of life is a dirty life. In order to take care of that, you must repent, confess, weep before God, and ask God to change you.
Some may argue, Pastor.
It leaves a scar.
A scar.
In your in your moral life. It leaves a scar.
In your moral life. Some may then say, but science tells us that, you know, when you engage in sexual activity, it would help you to release, you know, endorphins, which are happy feelings. So that you are now going to be in a dirty scandal and all of that when in fact the natural response is happiness, releasing endorphins and giving you less of stress, etc., which is what is actually caused very naturally by sex. Are you saying that because you are not married, it will therefore not give you what it is supposed to naturally give you?
In actual fact, those who indulge in sex outside marriage, they think they're enjoying the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's a pleasure. But their romantic experience is far much less than what they would have experienced if they had not started it that way.
So are you suggesting that they're not having pleasure?
They have the pleasure, but it's sinful pleasure.
Or so they do have pleasure?
They have pleasure, sinful pleasure.
All right.
You know, sex gives pleasure by nature. Mm. Sex gives pleasure. Mm-hmm. And when you are in sin, you enjoy it even more. You think you are enjoying it because you are deceived by your own mind. You're also deceived by your own body. You're also deceived by the devil. Because it's sin. So you believe that you are enjoying, you know? You believe that that's the maximum of it. But those who are in purity of life, spiritual purity, sexual purity, those are the ones that God associates with. And he comes close to them as they are playing that game to make them enjoy it better than the sinners.
Lovely. Now, Pastor, I want to check with you then. With this sexual purity, a person waits until they are married and then they get into marriage. But does that guarantee healthy romantic relationships in the future?
The answer is yes. Yes.
It guarantees. Is it? So it's a guarantee.
Virginity starts the purity of character. You enjoy sex in a holy way. In a holy way. Because your minds are pure. It's more gratifying romantically. Actually, it sparks continuous sexual fulfillment and satisfaction. You have no questions in your minds, and you are exploring each other for the first time. You are actually testing this thing for the first time. You have never done it. You don't know how it feels, but this is your first time. And remember, angels are with you there, and God is with you there to make you understand how happy you
are. Pastor, are you here joining us?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Pastor, let's continue. One has already engaged in sexual activity and they're enjoying it and life is going good, but you are saying, no, it cannot go so good. What then?
I am saying, if they have confessed their sin, God has cleared them.
Yeah.
They has forgiven them.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at them as virgins.
Ooh, okay.
Now they have no issues.
Mm.
Their life can go so smoothly.
Is it notwithstanding the fact that you cannot reverse, purity? I mean, once you engage, you can't reverse it. It's already done.
It's God who reverses. He reverses spiritually.
Oh, okay.
Because in first John verse 9, we are told that if we confess our sins, He is just and faithful to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's amazing, isn't it? And in Jeremiah 23, verse 6, we are told that when we are saved,
mm.
the Lord is our righteousness.
All right.
We are saved by grace and by faith in Jesus.
So effectively, one can then say when they meet a past a potential partner, they can say, "Well, but I'm a spiritual virgin because of
First of all, when they accept Jesus as their personal savior, they confess their sins,
mm-hmm.
and they have related with this person for marriage.
Right.
Then they can look at their past as erased from their lives.
Oh, so can they just say, no, I'm a virgin, basically?
Yes.
Ooh.
Actually, it's God who looks at them as if, let me read it to you, what the spirit of prophecy says here, is that through the righteousness of Christ,
mm-hmm.
we stand before God,
mm.
pardoned,
yeah,
and as though we had never sinned.
I see. So this one, then,
as though
we have never sinned. Yeah, so
that's how God looks at us.
Yeah, so effectively, what you then mean is that one can then say to a potential partner, "No, I'm sorry, I've never engaged in this thing. I'm a virgin," and then they're good to go, and they get married and have children and live happily ever after.
Yes, because of their faith in Jesus Christ.
Okay, all right.
They can even erase the whole record. They can even erase the whole record of the past relationships. It doesn't exist any longer. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how can we're going to be wrapping off shortly, Pastor. How can then we, yes. as the faith community, guard against being judgmental and shaming those who have been sexually active outside of marriage when they come back and say, "Well, I am now a virgin," and somebody out there will say, "No, no, no. Not you, Baba. Not you. Don't come
here.
I know
what you were doing before."
Yeah. And the person would be saying, "No, but I'm a virgin." They'll say, don't come here and lie, man.
You see what? People must begin to understand sexuality spiritually.
I see. All right.
Sexuality is the only holy gift. That God gave man before man sinned.
Yeah.
So sexuality is so holy that there is no need for us to associate it with sin.
I see.
If we were sinful and things happened at that time, let's forget about it.
Okay. Interesting. Well, Pastor, this has been an exciting, conversation, and I want to thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to be continuing tomorrow, by the way, and tomorrow, those who are listening, we will be talking about the double standards that seem to exist in culture, where women are judged more harshly than men for the same exact behaviors, and you, of course, see this traced back into the Bible. Mfundisi, thank you so much for joining us today.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520. Or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.